Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. And would you state your name and agency number for the record?
Yes, my name is Juan Adame. My agency number is 154184.
Mr. Adame, this is Arizona Brewing Executive Committee, and you are here today for a revocation hearing regarding the allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, Mr. Adame, that you were notified of this hearing back on, give me a second here, this paperwork come apart really this afternoon. You were notified of this hearing back on July 17th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on that, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. However, we don't see one in the room today. We assume that you want to represent yourself this afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
And although you cannot see us because we're doing this by way of telephone, there are four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. And they are the Honorable Ms. Ringhouse, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room today, who you also cannot see, the Honorable Mr. Grady. And Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole office, sir. Hold one second, sir. I believe that there are a number of supporters that you have here. Yeah, I don't know how many of you want to speak. How many of you are going to speak? Only one? Okay. Only two? Okay. Only three? Okay. I keep counting. Okay. Well, all of you, the three of you, as well as Mr. Matt and, of course, Mr. Bailey, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God and be yourself firm.
Yes.
I do.
I do.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Okay, so we're going to continue with your hearing, and we do, as I indicated earlier, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it is that you have violated Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3031 West Garfield Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about July 20th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was restrained from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Mayor, I move around and you violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he was a delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we're being prepared to go into phase two of the hearing, which is very important, because at the end of phase two, this board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Therefore, we're going to ask at this point to begin this part of the hearing. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, as we will receive some information on you that will be presented to the board by the Department of Corrections, and that will be presented by Mr. Grady, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you before making a decision, and you can tell the board whatever you want to tell us at that time. So,
okay.
As well as your support. So at this time, I'm going to yield to Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Adame, you were released from DLC on April 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on June 16th of 2018 by New Mexico State PD. He has no new charges. He was returned to DLC on July 2nd of 2018. He has a CSED of August 30th of 2019 that reflects 331 abscond days. Current conviction, 2008, armed robbery, 10 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2000, theft, 1 year. 2000, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2000, forgery, 1 year, 6 months. 2004, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He has 3 terms of DOC, his CDYR score is a 4.3, MNL score is a 3, substance abuse score is a 2. He's affiliated with the gang Wayback Power, 12th Avenue, criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS release, absconded for 64 days, arrested on new charges, CSED while in custody. 2006, TIS release, absconded for 44 days, arrested or revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. Under arrest, 1996, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996, theft of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile detention. Community risk order, the G5V6.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Brady. And we will move forward now and talk with okay, sir, what we show is we've already stated that when you were released, you went to stay with your mother, and I was at the address down in Garfield. And however, it seemed to me after what, about 2 weeks, maybe you left that residence. So what happened, sir? I don't think you remained there in Garfield, so with your mother as your sponsor.
I started to work as soon as I got out from prison. And when I'll be at work, my mom used to call me saying that my stuff will be out on the street, and I would have to call my sister to go pick up my stuff. But when my sister would get there, my mom would put the stuff back in the house. So I was going through this every week until finally she just threw my stuff out, closed the door, and I wasn't able. So I was living on the street. I didn't have nowhere to go. And for me, I think the best option for me was to go to New Mexico with family that supported me, instead of being here in Phoenix, Arizona, being on the streets and any doing another crime or something. So I just rather move to New Mexico. And I knew I should have told my parole officer. I should have went to him. But by that time, I was already scared, so I just went over there. I mean, I went to New Mexico, and I got a job. I got a trailer. We bought a car. I got married. I wasn't causing no problems over there. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing no drugs. I was being a citizen of the community.
Who did you live in New Mexico, sir? I mean, how did you go over there?
I have family out there, relatives, my aunts. I have a few aunts out there that supported me on my move over there, saying, you know, me to come down there and to live better, and I did. I went out there. I got a job, and I was doing real good over there.
I'm going to ask this, and you don't have to answer, but you didn't have any relatives in Arizona that you could have gone to unless you decided to leave your sponsor, your mother's residence? You didn't have no one in Arizona that you could have spent time with, sir?
At the time, no, I didn't. That's why I was staying at a park for a little bit. That's why I just got enough money to go to New Mexico.
Okay. So you didn't say anything at all to your, this is a question, did you say anything at all to your parole officer after you was out on the streets in terms of trying to find another residence so that he would know where you were?
I think one time I spoke to him, my mom kicked me out, and we were going to talk about half the house, but then my mom told me just to come back home. So me and my people didn't talk about that anymore because she has sent me back to the house.
I'm going to ask a question. I believe that your mother might be in the room, but I'm going to ask this at any rate. You don't have to answer this one. You don't even have to respond to it. But what happened between you and your mother while that she started throwing your things out in the streets? So what was going on there? Something had to be going on.
To be honest, my mom has a lot of mental issues, like bipolar, and I'll be at work and I'll get a phone call talking about, hey, your stuff's outside. And I'll be like, what's going on? And I mean, I was paying $100 a week, and I was like, why are you throwing my stuff out?
Okay.
But I think it would have to do more with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, I don't think he likes me.
Okay, I'm not going to follow up on that. That was just something that was on my mind, and, you know, because it's just seemed... Okay, as I said, I won't say anything else about that one. Okay, it seemed to me that while you were out, you had to go to task, and...
Yes.
Of course, you had three negatives. I mean, you had some negatives, three to be exact, I believe, but you also tested diluted, some were diluted, at least one was diluted. So what was going on with that one that was diluted, sir?
Because I worked when I was here in Phoenix, I worked pretty tired in the hot sun, and I didn't drink a lot of water that day because I think it was in June when it was that test. But I did go and drop the UA, I think the next day or the following day, and it was clean. I wasn't dirty, I wasn't doing drugs. I was just had to drink a lot of water because it was hot outside. I worked in construction and got pretty tired.
Okay, and I'm also sure that you were supposed to do 30 group sessions, CAP, CHC. You only did three, so what happened? You were just absconding, and so you couldn't complete that program, or what happened, sir?
Yes, I was counted, that's why I didn't complete it.
Okay, now what happened up in, I mean, you went to New Mexico, what was going on up in Peach Springs, Arizona, with your daughter and
oh, I went to visit my daughter, and her mom said something to the cops, but it was, when I said to the cop, he said, no, don't worry about it, she was, we know she's lying, and that's it, they just left. But I went to my PO and told him about it. We talked about it too.
Okay, but she got a restraining order that is your daughter's.
Yes, she did.
Against you up there in Peach Spring, Arizona. Okay, I could go on, but I don't think I will at this time. I think I'll see if other board members might have some questions for you. Board members, okay. Any questions? I don't see any questions coming from other board members. I think the last time I finished my count, I think I was up to three. I might be up to four. But who want to come first? Please come forward. Whoever wants to come first, I'm not going to make that decision. That's your decision. Whoever wants to come first, welcome to come before the board at this time. And you've been around all day today. I'm sorry to keep y'all waiting all day, but it just happens that way sometimes. But would you first of all just state your name, please, ma'am?
Stephanie Marie Briseño Arame.
Okay, and please share with the board anything that you would like to tell the board this afternoon.
I'm his wife. I met him back in August of last year. We'll be together a year, married a year in September. Since I've met him, everything he's saying about his mom is true. I would be on the phone with him. She'd be screaming and yelling at him that his stuff's out in the corner for him to come get it. He'd get there, or his sister would get there, and she'd be like, oh, never mind. The next day, it'd be like, oh, give me $20 for whatever I make you for food, and on top of the $100. And if he didn't pay her right then and there, this things would be out on the street. So I sent him money to go down to New Mexico because I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico. He went down there. Like he said, his employer wrote letters, sent copies of his paycheck stubs. We got married. He's been an excellent stepfather to my kids, great step-grandfather to my kid, to my grandson. All his aunts love him over there. He manages their properties. When he's not working his landscaping job, he's either with his Aunt Jenny, Aunt Vera, Aunt Yoli, Aunt Maggie, painting, doing yard work, everything. When he's not at work, he's taking me to and from doctors because I'm disabled. I'm 100% disabled. Me and my kids drove all night to be here. I just got out of the hospital. I have pneumonia. He shouldn't, I guess, have left without telling, but he was out in the street, and he's been doing fantastic in New Mexico. The last time he had any kind of interaction with his mother or his sister was at my mother's funeral, and his mother made a scene. She demanded that Juan leave my mother's funeral, which he was a pallbearer, to take her to the casino. And when he didn't, she threw a fit and made a scene and everything. Now that she knows he's in prison, she's been calling me and starting with me, his sister too. There is no life for him here in Phoenix. It's all in New Mexico. Everything here in Phoenix that he had is toxic. His mother, his sister, he's left the gang life. Doesn't drink, he doesn't do drugs. From 4:30 in the morning to 6:30 at night, he's at work, comes straight home, takes care of me, takes care of my kids. He's tried getting a hold of his kids. I believe you mentioned something about his daughter and her mother. For her having a restraining order, she's messaging him, trying to get in contact with him. He's not answering the calls or anything. He's trying to be there for his kids as much as she allows him without threats, but then she goes through his mother and the cycle starts all over again.
Okay, You know, just saying this on the way, on behalf of the board, we hope that you will be well. It's already known that you're disabled, but we trust that you will recover. Let me ask this, you said you drove all the way over here. Now, where are you living? In New Mexico?
Yes, we live in Massachusetts. I just sold everything in the trailer to where I'm moving in with my father, so if he gets released, so that way we could pay in case you guys do release him. We brought money to pay for transfer, if there's a fee to transfer him, his parole to New Mexico. So his job's waiting for him.
Comment, because, you know, this you probably would not know, or probably not come on this board. I would have no idea, Angela, if I was not on this board, and still don't understand all of it. But even if this board were to release him, let's say, today, he would not be going to New Mexico. In order for him to go to New Mexico, it's going to be necessary for him to get an interstate compact, and that's going to take some time. That would not happen overnight. That would take time to identify the application data, fees, and all of those things. I just wanted you to be aware of that. And my other question was, which I would not have known if I was not on this board, did he not tell you when he went to New Mexico that he was not supposed to leave the state of Arizona? You know, I mean, didn't he know that that was the no-no? I'm not saying that he did or he did not tell you, but he should have told you, I can't leave the state of Arizona.
We had talked about it. I was going to move down here originally, but because of my illness and all that, and because the simple fact of at that time he had nowhere to go, there was more support in New Mexico, and the whole simple fact of his old ties to his gang, we just thought it would be better for him to break away from that. And from my understanding, I know it's going to take a while to get him transferred, but that's why I've made arrangements to come stay down here with him and all that. And he, like I said, his job's waiting for him. All his jobs are waiting for him in Las Cruces, for as soon as we can get it transferred and everything. Everybody's waiting for him. All his aunts, employers, everybody wrote letters. They're even standing by right now on the phone because many situations, only a few of us could come, and they figured that me being his wife, it would be better for me.
I really appreciate, on behalf of the board, we appreciate you coming and spending the day with us. But I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. Any questions? Okay. I don't hear any questions from other board members. Thank you so very much for coming. Get well, and whether he gets with you today or on his release date, one day we'll certainly be with you, and y'all can have that wonderful marriage that you agreed to last year. Good luck. And I think who else is going to come forward? Please come forward.
Good afternoon.
Please state your name, sir.
My name is Juan Anami.
Yes, sir. And what do you need to tell the board today?
Yes, so the whole bottom line of this problem is money all the time, you know. Let me tell you why. I was married to this person about 15 years. And the whole thing, the problem was money all the time, you know. I paid the child support until they were 18 years old, okay? But they were not living with her. They were out in the street.
Well, who are you talking about? You're talking about his mother?
I'm talking about his mother, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Please go ahead, sir. Excuse me for interrupting.
No problem. And like I said, you know, it's all about money, okay, all the time. Like he went back to, you know, when he got a person, he went back to the house of the mom, you know. And then he had to pay to stay there, you know. And then he paid, and then brought all his stuff outside, okay? That's why he left to New Mexico, you know, trying to get away from here, you know. And what I'm trying to say, you know, just give him a chance, you know, and he's trying to work out, you know. And he remarried, and he's trying to do the best.
Yes, sir. Questions from board members? I don't hear any questions from board members, but thank you so much. And you came up from New Mexico today as well?
No, I live here.
Oh, you live here?
Yes.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Who's coming next? Good morning, sir, and please state your name for the record.
Nicholas Brandon.
And what do you want to tell this board?
My mom went in the hospital in the morning. She had to refuse to stay there to come to be with my stepdad.
Who's in hospital now? You said your mother was okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she had refused treatment for your way.
To be here today. Okay.
And we drove all night. We haven't slept. We came straight here.
Okay.
And she sold everything in the trailer for back to the storage.
So he's your stepfather, right? How do you two get along with him since this went 300-some-odd days with you? So how do y'all get along, sir?
Better than that. We're going to let you go out.
Okay. Well, those questions, this young man, well, we want to thank you so very much and thank y'all for driving over today. That's a real drive. I've driven there once, that's a little drive. So thanks so very much for coming. Anybody else wants to come up? I see two more people sitting there. Anybody else wants to come up before we move forward? What's your name?
Haley Hernandez.
And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear affirming?
I do.
Okay, what do you want to tell the board?
He's my stepdad, and ever since I met him, he's helped me with my depression, and he's helped me get back into school. He took me in when my real dad didn't want me, and it's just hard for him back in here.
Okay, thank you so very much. Any questions? No questions from board members. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Once? Anyone else twice? Anyone else thrice? No one else? Okay. We're coming towards the end of the hearing now, sir, and it's you, and we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. So if you would be kind enough, if you want to make a statement at this time without repeating yourself, the board is prepared to listen, sir.
Okay, yeah, I just want to get an opportunity to go back out there, my family. I mean, I know I made a mistake when I reported, but I think I deserve a chance to go back out there and to prove that I'm a good citizen to the community. You know what I mean? I wasn't doing nothing bad. I know I absconded, and I would just like another chance to be with my family.
Okay. Thank you so very much. So at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination. The board operates under the open meeting laws of Arizona. This will be the first time that we will have discussed your case, sir. And you can hear everything that we say, so please stay on the phone.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation, and I do understand what has been going on in terms of the family, but I'm not going to just waste a whole lot of time myself and the other board members may want to make some comments. I think that I do understand that was a family situation, domestic situation, involving his natural mother and himself, and that resulted in his going to New Mexico. However, I just cannot, as one board member, overlook the fact of 300 days absconded, because the parole officer should know where he is at all times, and for 300 days he did not, not quite a year, but almost a year. That's my feeling. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
Okay.
Right.
I would just add that he also left the state.
He left the state. Thank you so very much for putting that on the record. He left the state, and that is a no-no in the terms of the parole correction. Yes,
sir. I absolutely agree with the board. I do appreciate that he tried to remove himself from a very negative environment. He just went about it the wrong way, so I welcome him for that, but I absolutely agree with that position.
Thanks for putting that on the record, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, any other discussion, hearing no further discussion, I have to make it anyway, and view the circumstances. Based upon information contained in warrant number 20170W2693, information provided by Mr. Graves with the Department of Corrections, as well as my hearing this afternoon, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision based upon the reasons that I've just cited and any others that might be out there. That is my motion.
A second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kikowitis, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked by this board, and based upon information that we have, you will be released. I know it's going to be a while, but on August the 30th of 2019, we wish you the best, sir. We just, as I think Mr. Kikowitis summed it up quite well, we sympathize with you. But it was, you just didn't go about it the right way. So thank you so very much. Your hearing is over. Please put the CO3 back on the phone. And we want to thank your family for the whole night and spending all day with this board on your behalf. You have a family that really feels so much for you.
You still there?
Yes, sir. We're still there. We're waiting for the next one.